Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And what we have next, well, I think you're going to like this. Our next guest is an art director for a wonderful initiative in Waterford, which aims to enrich the lives of those receiving and providing health care through the arts. Research continuously validates the positive result and benefit of the arts for well-being. And on the line to tell us more, we have Claire Meany. She's the acting arts director of Waterford Healing Arts Trust, or WHAT for short. You're very welcome to the show, Claire.
Thank you, Jackie. Thanks for having me on.
I just love this idea because I'm big into truth, beauty, and goodness. You know, we need more of it in our lives. You don't have enough. And the arts can really do that for us, can't it?
Really can, yeah.
Yeah. And so tell the listeners about Waterford Healing Arts Trust and the work that you're doing there, Claire.
Okay, I'd be delighted to. So Waterford Healing Arts Trust is an arts and health organisation, and we're based in University Hospital Waterford. And the organisation was established in the early 90s when a group of professionals from the hospital and the community came together, and their purpose was to commission a sculpture for the main foyer of the hospital. And the group worked very well together, and following the installation of the commission, which was by artist Remco Defoe, they decided to look at what else they could do in terms of bringing art to the hospital. So the first thing they did was they took on an artist who was Afric Gray, and she became the first artist in residence in the hospital, and this is back in 1994. And she went on to then become the first arts coordinator of WHAT, and so she developed projects such as the Art Cart, which is still going on today.
Oh, what's the Art Cart? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, so the Art Cart is like a brightly coloured medicine trolley, and it's converted to bring art materials to the bedside.
Oh, lovely.
So a professional artist will bring... go and work with the patient at the bedside.
Nice. That's very nice.
And that's really around what our kind of work is all about. So it's about bringing arts experiences to the bedside of patients in the hospital and in other healthcare settings. But we also support the development of arts and health practice in Ireland through training and information. And we manage a national website, artsandhealth.ie, as well.
Mm. And are there any other services that you provide at the hospital?
Yeah, so we're really busy. So, and we've a large program, and our program can be kind of divided into two strands. One side is our participatory arts program, where we invite patients to engage in art making with professional artists, and the other is about the environmental enhancement work.
Mm-hmm.
And both strands are for the benefit of patients. So, at the art making side is. The Art Cart, our Arts and Resident programs, and our Artists on Call services. And we also host a weekly open studio visual art workshop in the WHAT Centre for Arts and Health for people living in the community who may be feeling socially isolated for reasons of ill health.
Hmm.
And then the environmental enhancement side looks at it's our art collection. We have an art collection of over 560 artworks here in the hospital, our exhibition programme, our Healing Sounds in the Foyer programme. And so we have artworks throughout the hospital, from the maternity delivery suites right through to the laundry and in the basement.
Wow.
The hospital as well.
So everybody's included.
Everyone. Yeah.
Well, I love this because when I first heard of what. Hospital art. What does it stand for again?
Healing
arts. Thank you. I'm looking at my notes. What is it? But when I first heard about Waterford Healing Arts Trust, I thought, oh, this is going to be about art on the wall, things for people to look at. But it's great, I think, that it's way more than that. Can you tell us, Claire, how important is it that the arts are linked with healthcare? Do you think that's important?
Well, I think it's really I think the arts in general are really important for our sense of well-being. For example, the enjoyment we get from listening to live music or mm-hmm. getting lost in the action of painting or completing a poem and sharing that with people. And I was drawn to this area because I was interested in bringing the arts to people who may not be able to access the arts because they're in hospital. And in the hospital, all walks of life come in. And once someone enters the hospital in Waterford, I think they really get to experience the arts in some form. Because, whether that's looking at an artwork in an exhibition or listening to some music or engaging with one of our artists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is really interesting. And what's the feedback been to date so far?
Yeah, we've been getting great feedback. And a lot of the time we get feedback from healthcare staff because sometimes they have to act as advocates for the patients. And once the art experience is over, we've gone and the person can kind of reflect on the experience. So then they let the staff know and the staff tell us. But we've received some really good feedback from parents as mm-hmm. well, such as my child complained less about their pain
mm.
after making art with Boyer, our artist who delivers the art cart in the paediatric ward. And our healing sounds in the ward program is really well received. And some patients tell us things like, it feels good to be alive, or music took the boredom away. And in terms of our healing sounds program, staff tell us all the time that they'd like music there every day if possible. We also get to work in the dialysis unit, and so we work with people on a long-term basis there who are undergoing dialysis treatment, maybe three times a week for about 4 hours.
Mm.
The patients are hooked up to a dialysis machine, tubes going everywhere, the machine might be beeping, and it can be really noisy and
mm-hmm.
hectic. And our artists
and stressful.
Are able to, yeah, but our artists are able to work there on a much deeper level with patients because they really get to know them. Through the time they have there and the fact that they're kind of always coming back to the hospital. And for patients, the time can go much more quickly for them
mm-hmm.
If they're making art.
Of course.
And because of that deeper level of engagement with the artist there, we've been able to kind of, the patients have been able to kind of go further with potential work that they've made. So one patient has recently just published her memoirs, and another patient published a book of photography and poetry. And they've been telling us that these are massive life achievements mm-hmm. for them. And they wouldn't have been able to do this otherwise because their illnesses have always kind of held them back.
Yeah.
So that's really, really good for
you. So it's really given them a chance to kind of do something they feel really connected to life.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm curious, is Waterford the only hospital doing this program? Because it sounds like an amazing program and it should be in every hospital across Ireland.
I suppose we were one of the first in Ireland, but we're not the only hospital. I'm connected to a network of professionals, Arts and Health Coordinators Ireland. And so there are people like me in different kind of healthcare settings around the country. I know, for instance, in University Hospital Galway, there's Galway University Hospital Arts Trust, and there's also an arts coordinator in Cork and in Kilkenny and in Wexford.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Gretton, who was the arts director here up till last year, she's gone on now. She's the arts and health curator with the National Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's great.
So there's lots happening.
It's good to hear that it's in those hospitals.
Yeah.
And I understand, Claire, that the patients aren't the only ones that benefit. The healthcare staff are benefiting from the art as well.
Yeah. And I suppose healthcare staff in the hospital are they're really busy and they're under pressure and they need some time out too.
Mm.
And so every autumn we offer different workshops for staff in either creative writing or drawing. And it's a chance for them to learn a new skill and link in with colleagues and get creative. And we found out as well over the years that a lot of staff members make art at home.
Ah.
And so we have a staff art wall in the hospital, which holds 6 staff art exhibitions every year. And it's a chance for them to show their creative side to their colleagues
yeah.
and to the patients.
Well, I think that's absolutely fabulous because a lot of people don't even know they have the artist inside of them.
I know. And the staff art wall is programmed up to late 2018, which tells me that staff in UHW are really, really busy artists in their spare time as well.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And you mentioned something about healing sounds. Tell us about healing sounds in the foyer. What's that about?
Sure. So healing sounds, it's a program of monthly lunchtime live music performances and takes place in the foyer of the hospital. And it's sponsored by our local branch of AIB in Ardkeen. And the performance, it's really, really well placed in the hospital. As you walk through the main entrance, you hear the music before you see it.
Mm.
And it can be really uplifting and really enhances the experience of visiting the hospital. And there's often like a large crowd of staff, patients and visitors who gather, depending on the genre, you might even see a few audience members dancing too. And sometimes patients are brought down from the wards, from like family members or care staff might bring them down
mm.
to the wards. And this is like a very public program that we have,
mm-hmm.
whereas a lot of the work would happen kind of behind closed doors and wards. But we also have a healing sounds program on the wards, which is a different experience to the healing sounds employee. So on the wards, the musicians are trained to work in healthcare settings and they bring music to the bedside. And so the musicians have to be really kind of sensitive to that environment and they have to respond well to the patient. So they need to know when to stop, if the patients aren't like ready for it or in the humour mm-hmm. for it, or mm-hmm. they just mightn't be well enough to have a musician there. And but they're often really, really well received, and patients often like tell the musicians what they want to hear. So the musicians have to be really ready for anything in terms of their repertoire. And
wow. Claire, I really have enjoyed talking to you and hearing what you're doing in the hospital there. I think it's really important work, and I really want to encourage you in what you're doing. And, you know, if people want to get involved in your program, or they want to try to bring it to their local area, do you have any tips for them?
Give us a call. We are a support organization for Arts and Health, and we'd be delighted to help people. We're on our website is www.washfordhealingarts.com if anyone wants to contact us.
Excellent. Claire, thanks so much for coming on this morning, and I really do wish you all the best in the initiatives that you're carrying out there in the hospital, and may they spread across Ireland and across the world, because this is what we need in our hospitals to help us when we're not feeling well.
Thank you, Jackie. Thanks a million.
Thank you so much. Claire Meany, she's the Acting Arts Director at Waterford Healing Arts Trust. Really, what a great initiative. It's great to know that, you know, if you need to be in hospital, or somebody you love and care about is in hospital, that there's somebody like Claire on the other end thinking about them and ways to make them feel a little bit better during their stay at the hospital. WaterfordHealingArts.com. That is the place to go for more.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.